First of all, after the match, James McLean, what did you make of it?
Nothing, because I was in the dressing room, so I've not seen it, Pat. So until I see it, you know, people get have their opinions of it. Until I see it, I'll hold my opinion.
Well, you will see it, and guys like Danny Graham and co aren't the kind of people who get involved in shoving matches for no good reason. I assure you, he went towards the Sunderland
fans.
And
how well do you know them, then? Do you know them that well, Pat, that you know they're not going to try and intimidate people? Like, you know, you're talking to me about a football game, and a football game in which we've just won 1-0 and we've got 3 points, and you're talking about an incident that I've just been told McLean never showed no disrespect at all. He just celebrated.
Well, he celebrated at the Sunderland fans.
Well, let me see it, Pat.
OK, so will you talk just about it when you've seen it then, Tony?
Of course I will.
OK, knowing you, I would have thought you, when you see it, you'd probably think...
Yeah, I think if you have a look, I go straight down the tunnel like that's after games.
I'm not denying you didn't see it. Yeah. What I'm saying is, it'll be interesting to hear what you say once you see it.
OK, no problem. Okay, you'll come and find me.
I will. I promise you I will. And you won't say no comment then?
Not at all. No. I'll wait and see it.
Right. 3 points. Valuable. Needed.
Yeah, very much so, and that's, you know, that's the most important thing today. That the, you know, the important thing was to get the 3 points. We've been nervous at home. I think the poor start, and in respect of Everton playing really well for 58 minutes against Everton, and then they scored, and then we just fell to bits. And you know, you don't need that. You should be resilient enough. Obviously, there's reasons, and you don't want to make excuses. But you know, coming back here today, we had to win, and whichever way we did it. We had to win a game and to get a clean sheet, and I thought second half we were the better team, is really good. And, you know, like I say, that take a bit of pressure off the players.
Their keeper moaned about the goal, but surely a 6'7" keeper shouldn't be out-jumped by Berahino, should he?
Again, Pat, that incident and Sessegnon's challenge I haven't seen, but I'll see it afterwards.
This is like talking to Arsene Wenger.
Yeah, very much so. He's got more air than me and more money, Pat.
How much of this game did you actually see, Tony? Were you reading the paper or something?
No, I you know, you have the benefit of watching it on TV. You know, it didn't look from where I was. It looked as though Saido had run across the front of him. So whether he's fouled him or not, I don't know, Pat, until I see it again. But it looked as though he had actually run across the keeper.
I'm going to cease the Inquisition now because I'm getting nowhere with you.
Cheers, Pat.
It was a crucial 3 points, Tony, wasn't it, at the end of the day?
That was important. That's the most important thing today, was to get the points. I think you've seen at times how nervous the players were. And, you know, we don't need that at home, but they, you know, they've got to play with more confidence and express themselves. And when they do, you know, we can play well. But, yeah, the you know, what people don't realise is that, you know, we've had 3 months of the season, 6 weeks of those, you know, the lads have been away. We've had seven lads who are playing for, you know, teams, you know, in United Kingdom, and two or three of those countries absolutely desperate, you know, to get to the Euros. And it takes them, irrespective of what people say, it takes their mind off them, and it takes their mind off the players, without a question of a doubt. And then you throw Saido's situation in, where Saido's had that real disappointment he felt at not going to Tottenham and losing him for a bit and then trying to get him back on board. He's nowhere near as fit as he could be or should be. You know, it's been a messy start. But the problem is people don't see that. They just turn up on a Saturday and watch you play, and, you know, they take a view on that.